Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a super delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. I pray that the broadcast each day is new, informative, encouraging, challenging, as we look at issues that Christians, conservatives, patriots across our nation are faced with. It's issues that I believe deserves to be looked at, analyzed, discussed, embraced, understood, and responding to. I believe that it's time we wake up as Christians, as conservatives in America, and recognize that we are living in chaotic, confusing times. That's what we'll talk about today. And with that broad brush storyline, we're living in chaotic, confusing times. We're going to talk about one thing in particular, but we're going to introduce it with talking about the potential for the debate this evening between Kamala Harris and President Donald J. Trump. What's going to be the turnout? What will be the trajectory from Kamala Harris? What will she say? We're going to look at that, talk about that, invite your dialogue and discussion on it. But the major, major focus on today's broadcast, we're going to talk about the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye. What is taking place in Israel? Do you realize there are seven nations surrounding Israel and beyond that's attacking Israel at this very moment, all colluding together, conspiring together, planning together, to destroy, to annihilate, to eviscerate the nation of Israel? Now, you might ask the question, is that conspiracy? Is that joining together a coincidence? Absolutely not. It's a biblical fact. God said it, and we're witnessing the prophetic text of God's word leaping off the pages of the Bible each and every day. I don't know about you, but it's exciting to me as I see God's word coming to fruition, just as God said that it would. God said that it's going to take place. It's going to take place. We don't have to worry about it or wonder about it. But ladies and gentlemen, among other things, I want us to think about the moment, for this moment, ladies and gentlemen, about the Harris-Trump debate tonight. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, we see a declaratory statement made about the Bible, the word of God. Thy word is truth. And in Psalms 117, 2, the Bible says that the truth of the Lord endures forever. I don't know about you, but it is an encouragement to me to realize that God's word is true and it stands forever. But truth is a subject that is not sought after today. Truth is not viewed as necessary today. Truth is not recognized as being imperative in a society today. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. In fact, Orwell's dystopian novel, published about the late 40s, entitled 1984, talked about what America would be like by 1984. A lot of what he said was true, coming to pass, but it was off time. He said in 1984, we're looking at it in 2024, Ed, as a reality. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be truthful today. I'm looking at a meme. On this meme, it's a large hauling truck. It's got a large banner on the back of it. It says, truth matters. And it shows on that also the place called 2000mules.com and truththevote.com, both of which work together to show how fraudulent the election was in 2020. But ladies and gentlemen, truth matters, though multitudes today reject it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And Jim DeMint says this in part, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, to me, it is sad. The latest survey says, and I'm looking at the headline, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The article goes on to identify what is truth. It's the body of real things. It's the real events. It's factual. It's actuality. It's the state of being in the case, facts, not fiction. And the article goes on to say, as a result, pushed Americans pasted the past the tipping point, because 55% of Americans, 18 to 35 year old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one truth. You've heard me say before, to the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. He had quite a bit to say about truth. I'll read you a couple of his statements. First of all, he says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Jan Hus went on to say, don't be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is true and right. He goes on to say, let your faith be guided by the Bible, not by what some fallible individual may say. Further, he states this in his long list of statements in relationship to truth. The path of righteousness is often a lonely one, but it is the only path worth walking in, and that is walking in truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those looking for business in lawn care. And also, Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about, ladies and gentlemen, the professionals, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask, well, how can I find it? Easy directions. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Has a huge American flag flowing at the top of that flagpole. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordains it to be so. Just drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a few more minutes and a brief monologue. And after the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. You'll be invited to call in, dialing the number, and joining in the dialogue and discussion, asking your questions, giving your input in relationship to the subject today. We're talking about we're living in a chaotic, confusing time. Chaotic, confusing, calamitous time. The Bible refers to it and calls it perilous times. It means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. And that's the time in which we're living in. But ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion in relationship to what we're discussing today. And very succinctly, we're going to be talking about the early on in relationship to the discussion, the dialogue, the debate tonight with Kamala Harris and President Donald J. Trump. Now, I call it a debate because that's what they call it. Ladies and gentlemen, debate is where you turn two people loose with two microphones and let them have at it. Joining in the dialogue and discussion, maybe a referee to keep them apart, but having dialogue and discussion so they can talk about what they're doing, what they have done, what they haven't, let someone stand there and challenge them. Now, the question that I have, ladies and gentlemen, is we think about the Harris-Trump debate tonight. Do you really believe the debate is going to be, how would you say, balanced? Do you believe the debate sponsored by Lying ABC Network will be fair to Donald J. Trump? I personally don't. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, pause for a moment. Go back to 2016 with the Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump debate. It was discovered after the debate that Hillary Clinton was furnished all of the questions prior to the debate. All of the questions prior to the debate. Will that take place? Has that taken place with cackling Kamala Harris? Does she already know the questions? Has she been preparing supposedly to be able to confront Donald J. Trump informed information relating to the questions and so forth that she'll be asked? I don't know. I have a strange feeling that perhaps that is the truth, that she will have already been introduced to. In fact, you recall back with 2016 with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the network said, no, we didn't give any questions to Hillary Clinton. No, they didn't. The questions were given to the head of the DNC. And the head of the DNC passed them on to Hillary Clinton. So it is an approach that is taken generally to be able to have a defense for your position, although it's a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the fact that we're living in chaotic, confusing times, it is chaotic and confusing. I don't know about you. I plan on tuning in and watching the debate this evening to see what happens. Will the real Kamala Harris be revealed? The question, will the real Kamala Harris be revealed? Will she be unveiled? Will the real Kamala Harris be shown tonight? I'm looking at a meme that was posted online that's been given to me. It talks about Kamala Harris. It says, as deputy DA in Alameda County, California, Kamala Harris didn't work weekends, took an average of five weeks of vacation plus 34 days per year of sick and personal time. As San Francisco DA, Kamala Harris wouldn't work weekends, worked an average of 7 weeks of vacation, took an average of 7 weeks of vacation, plus 37 days a year of sick and personal time off. As Senator, Kamala Harris had one of the lowest attendance records in the Senate, showing up for less than 55% of the sessions. As Vice President, Kamala Harris has had 162 weekend vacations in 3.5 years, plus 128 days of non-working vacation, and a work schedule averaging only 19.5 hours a week. Kamala Harris has always been a lazy, manipulative leech on the American taxpayers. She doesn't have any work ethics at all, end quote. What say you? What are your thoughts? That number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Will Kamala Harris really be on, will the onion really be unpeeled? Or will the nation really see who the real Kamala Harris is? I think not. It is my prayer that God will divinely intervene in this dialogue and discussion called a debate. It is my prayer that God will divinely intervene and show the truth, let the truth be seen of who Kamala Harris really is. That's our hope. That's our prayer today. I believe Comrade Kamala will flip-flop on fracking, that is drilling for natural gas. She has for years and years and it says, day one, when I go into office, I will shut down fracking. Now she says, no, she didn't say that. She is not totally against fracking. She is wanting to embrace fracking. She will say now that she wants to build a wall. Have you seen the latest where Kamala Harris says that she really thinks that a wall would be necessary and building the wall on our southern border will be good? And yet they've had about 20 million under the Harris-Biden regime. They've had about 20 million illegals coming in. We're witnessing and watching rape, mayhem, robbery, and murder taking place across America. Many small cities today have been invaded, totally taken over by the illegal invaders that's come in, that's now thinking that America is a ripe grape. I just go in and pick the grapes. I can have anything I want, breaking in, theft, robbery, stealing, rape and murder of young girls and of women in general, thinking that somehow, some way, they're free to do whatever they want. That's as a result. Don't ever forget that what we see taking place with the illegal invaders that's across America today, making every city a border city, that is as a result of the cackling Kamala Harris Biden regime that's had charge now for almost 4 years. So don't let her say that, well, you know, that I believe building a border wall is good now. Don't let Kamala Harris cause you to believe that today she really believes that we need to have security in our borders. And what they claim to be legislation that was passed or executive order that's being carried out now that gives security does not. It simply puts most of the invaders coming in at the, how would you say, the gates that are set up for that, but they're simply not vetting them, and everybody can come in. It is a laughing matter for Kamala Harris to say they have now fewer people coming in that are illegal invaders. That is an absolute lie, but that's what she will express tonight, I believe, in the debate. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I pray that you're well. Thank you.
I am also. I work in a secure area. I can't tell you where it is, but it was a illegal alien. He had two IDs. He had a Florida ID and another ID. I couldn't see the other one. But the man that was giving the badges out, he asked him for a green card, right? And so he had called the chief of security, and he said, well, we can't do anything about it because the government said, you know, you got to give him a job. And I think that is so ridiculous. And behind, I started to call a bad name. Anyway, our border guard, talking about, well, if she get elected, she's going to build a wall. She's lying at the side of her neck. She is really lying at the side of her neck. Talking about trying to build a border wall. She's going to leave that border wide open again. Because, you know, you have people coming over here that has not been vaccinated. And we have our police officers, our frontline people that had to get the death jab to keep their job. Mm-hmm. But you let people over here that don't have to get the jab because you want to keep this thing going. You want to keep it going so they could get another pandemic.
Kenneth, not only wanting another pandemic, but they're after the election. Let me simply say this, and I will say it further in the broadcast today. I believe we will witness this election. We'll have the greatest fraud, the greatest theft, the greatest illegalities taking place than any election in the history of the United States of America. Anybody listening, you can write it down, say he said it, and that's exactly where we're headed. In the next 50 to 55 days, we're going to witness some things that will stagger the imagination, in my opinion. We're going to witness the attempt to shut down the in-person vote by some plandemic that will be an emergency. or we will witness the disinformation, misinformation, DOJ and the FBI shutting down anything that we would call communication one with another across America, because anything that we say about any theft of the election, attempted theft of the election, or lying about the election, anything that we say about Kamala Harris and the wicked track record that she has, will all be considered disinformation. We're about to step on the threshold of a journey that Americans have never seen as far as sequestering and the absolute censorship of freedom of speech in our great nation. I believe we're witnessing today where the stage has already been set, the chessmen already been put in place for this election to be 100% stolen unless God divinely intervenes. And it's the theft of the election will be as a result of illegal voters. Kenneth, let me say this for your benefit and then for the audience, and then you can go further with any comments or questions. What we see taking place, what we will see taking place, is millions of illegal invaders voting. It will be challenged. The courts will not make a ruling on it until after the election, and then their position will be, well, what's the difference? The election has already taken place, and we cannot reverse the election. That took place in 2016. That took place in 2020. That took place in 2022. And that, in my opinion, is the direction that we're headed in, even at this very moment. Things like the correction of the election procedures and process should be left to the states, and the states need to make sure that, in fact, I've forgotten which state, what is it? Alabama, one of the states, they still vote with paper ballot, they still count the ballots by hand, and yet they still have an answer by midnight of their election night, and we that use the electronic system is an absolute deceptive methodology. The electronic system that we used in 2020's election is the same electronic machines and material that was used in the recent Venezuelan election where Maduro was reelected by a landslide, and yet he wasn't truly reelected. In fact, our own people in D.C. say that it was an illegal election because the election was stolen, and yet they claimed that the one that we had in 2020 was okay. It wasn't a stolen election, that the equipment did not malfunction, that somebody did not go in a back door and change the votes, and that's an absolute lie. So the point that I make, Kenneth, is the fact that we're living in chaotic, confusing times, calamitous times, and when we watch that debate tonight, we need to be, all of us need to be in prayer that God will give Donald J. Trump the right questions and challenge Kathleen Kamala to reveal who she really is. What say you?
I say the same thing. And Dr. Hillbert, I tell you something. Every time she goes to the black community, she's black. She goes to the Hispanic community, she's Hispanic. We should go to the Hindu. I say Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's Hindu.
Well, you know, the thing that is amazing to me, Kenneth, when she's speaking to anybody in the South, all of a sudden she's got a deep Southern voice that she doesn't normally have. It's trying to fool the people. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and she's talking about Starbucks has to change their coffee pots. I mean, cups. Right, because she don't want her. Wait, let's take the show on her cup. I'm like, and she grins.
Well,
our enemies see this.
Yes, our enemies see that. They're laughing at us. They're gleeful at the potentiality of her stealing the election and going in. They're not afraid of her, not one whit, because she's in their pockets, just as Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama was. Kenneth,
yes.
We need to keep praying, keep recognizing that only God can change the direction that this is going in and can only heal. He's the only one that can heal our land, and our nation needs healing. But, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up.
Thank you. God bless
you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in chaotic, confusion, calamitous times. And the first thing I want us to talk about is the debate that's coming up this evening. And that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Kamala Harris says she no longer wants listen to this. Kamala Harris has said that she wants all of the illegal invaders. She didn't call them that, of course. Her partner, Tim Walz says that they are new Americans. But Kamala Harris said that she wanted all of the illegal invaders coming in to have free health care, free medical care. She wanted them to participate in the Medicare program, including, she said, that she believes that they should have transsexual surgeries and taxpayers should pay for it. And now she's flip-flopping. She'll probably flip-flop tonight and say that she didn't really mean that. That's not her policy, that she doesn't think they all need to have Medicare and Medicaid as citizens in America have the opportunity to have if needed. Harris now claims that she is against the elimination of ICE, and she said before the border security ICE, she says we need to eliminate them, that the ICE police officers are like the KKK, and that we need to totally eliminate them and have a fresh understanding of what is needed. Now, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read a statement from Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter, now called X. Kamala Harris is quite literally a communist. This is dated August the 7th, 2024. Elon Musk has posted on social media a simple statement regarding his opinion about Kamala Harris, and the leftists are melting down. His statement wasn't complicated. Kamala is quite literally a communist. She wants not merely equal opportunity, but equal outcomes. The Harris agenda includes abolishing ICE, decriminalization of illegal crossings, defunding the police, mandatory gun buyback, that's confiscation of weapons, nationalization of our energy, banning fracking, banning offshore drilling, abolishing the filibuster. Of course, in recent days, as Harris tries to create an image as a legitimate presidential candidate, she's been reversing her course on some of her long-held positions. But the Twitter postings included the receipts of Harris' extremism. And, ladies and gentlemen, she can't hide from her record. The problem is, here's my question, here's my dilemma. Will the ABC anchors that's leading or monitoring the debate this evening, will they give enough leverage and space and time? And will they have the right questions that will trigger the President Trump being able to ask the right questions to give the right answers? It is my prayer that President Donald J. Trump, whatever the question is, he will lead in from that and make a statement and challenge Kamala Harris. I believe that's the only way that we can have hope for that. I'm looking at another headline. Harris Walz regime would declare all-out war on Americans' free speech. Under the guise of fighting misinformation, the Harris administration would browbeat social media platforms with the threat of antitrust enforcement to censor any information that was inconvenient for their political party. If voters choose Kamala Harris, Tim Walz to be in the administration for the next 4 years, there will be an all-out war on voters' First Amendment rights. Harris Walz administration would declare an all-out war on the First Amendment under the guise of saying that it is misinformation. Further, the leftists would browbeat social media platforms with the threat of antitrust enforcement and the censorship of their program if information was inconvenient for the Harris Walz policies if they are elected. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious question. Are we living in chaotic, confusing, calamitous times? Yes, we are. There's no question about it. In fact, as I said earlier, the Bible says that we're in the last days, we'll be living in perilous times. That means dark, dangerous, deadly, deceitful, absolutely destructive. And I believe that's what we see. This is not meant to be demeaning and disturbing and some way to cause us to be feel that just toss in the towel, give it up. That's not the point. We need to understand what the battle is about. We need to understand who the enemies are and how we need to dress for that battle if we hope to win the battle. Ladies and gentlemen, in short, Kamala Harris, the new Kamala, the Kamala Harris from the public view today, not the Kamala Harris of her lifetime as a Marxist with a Marxist agenda. She's going to change. She will be miraculously the transformed Kamala Harris on the network tonight when she is debating Donald J. Trump. We need to understand that. But ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of our news, we're going to go further with the calamitous time. We'll talk about the Third World War that we're seeing in the hot Middle East. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkestone, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Debate night in the cradle of liberty. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris take the stage tonight in Philadelphia.